coming up, the season finale, if you will, of the Purdue Symphony Orchestra and Philharmonic Orchestra. Their music director, Adam Bodoni, is here. Good to have you.
Hi, John.
This is a lovely program, and this is sort of a culmination of the year's work. You guys have done some amazing music. Tell us about putting this program together.
Well, this being the showcase concert, all of the indoor ensembles, all the wind ensembles and bands, and including the orchestras, we sort of take on an impetus to try to bring outside collaborations to make it a true showcase. So not only is it showcasing our own students, it's showcasing relationships we have with colleagues in the region, and it's sort of a potpourri and celebration of music.
I know that there'll be a guest conductor, Dan Whistler, who will do some Handel and Saint-Saëns. Tell us a little bit about Dan and how are rehearsals going?
Dan Whistler, he used to be the orchestra director at Center Grove High School. He was there for about 3 years up until 2014, and then he took a job. He's now the orchestra director at the Youth Performing Arts School in Louisville, Kentucky, which is a magnet art school, so it's a great program there. Dan and I know each other from a few years back in the Indy area. He came and worked with the groups last week. So he's doing Handel's Overture in D minor, which was arranged by Sir Edward Elgar in 1923. He's doing that with the Symphony Orchestra. And then he's doing Saint-Saëns' great Danse Macabre with the Philharmonic Orchestra as well.
You also have another guest with the Philharmonic Orchestra coming in to play Rachmaninoff.
Yeah. To use a word that Greg used with me in our last interview, frothy. Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. So a good friend and colleague, Keith Teepin, he and I went to undergrad together at DePaul University, and I essentially used him as my principal accompanist for any trombone recitals I used to put on. And he's now on faculty at the University of North Dakota in the School of Music there, instructor of piano and collaborative piano. So he'll be flying down here tomorrow, actually, pick him up from the airport. And we're just going to do the first and third movements of Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto due to time constraints. So he won't have that second movement to let everything relax. It's just going to be full bore. But he was okay with it. He knows this coming in. And I actually flew up there this past weekend, up to Grand Forks, North Dakota, just 90 miles south of the Canadian border. And we set some tempos and just made sure we had a clear artistic vision together.
Brr.
Yeah.
My guest is Adam Bodoni, the music director of the Purdue Symphony Orchestra and Philharmonic Orchestra. They're performing Sunday afternoon here at the Elliott Hall of Music. You're leading some wonderful orchestral works with the kids. Neither of these pieces are particularly easy. I know as a fiddle player that Mozart symphonies can be some difficult notes, and the Dvorak Carnival Overture, again, Dvorak was such a wonderful violist himself. This is a really fun, it's part of a trilogy.
That's right. So Dvorak, he had this trilogy, Nature, Life, and Love. Nature is in nature's realm, and Love is the overture to Othello. And Life is this carnival overture, and it is definitely full of life. It is one of the most exuberant giocoso pieces in the repertoire. And of that trilogy, Carnival Overture is really the only one that remains active in the repertoire. And it is really hard for the violins. It's hard for every single instrument. It's sort of like Scheherazade. There are virtuosic moments for every instrument, especially the fiddle players.
With the symphony orchestra, you're doing a couple of movements of Mozart's 38th symphony, and there's nothing like late Mozart, is there?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's like what one of my undergrad professors said, you know, Mozart, it's just in the pocket. You know, he doesn't explore boundaries so far that you feel uncomfortable, and there's such a feeling of contentment, and his genius is such that you can actually grasp at it. You know, sometimes when you play Bach, his genius is so over everyone's head, it's almost uncomfortable. But there's something about Mozart, simplicity yet genius, just how he stays true to form and development of material. It's so, you can see why Beethoven studied him so much. It's just amazing. And the tunes in late Mozart are just fantastic. I mean, there's nothing bad you can say about Mozart and his late symphonies.
We're looking forward to the concert Sunday afternoon at 2:30. You guys perform in different locales. We've heard you at Loeb. We've heard you at the Long Center. It's been a while since I've heard you guys on stage here in Elliott Hall. Is that kind of exciting and fun?
Yes, it is. It is exciting and fun. It brings a new atmosphere, because you know the hall seats about 6,000, you know, akin to Radio City Music Hall. So if 800 people show up, when you look out into the audience, it still looks like only 50 people are there, you know, because of the backdrop of the hall. And the music production staff does a great job. They set up a really great shell for us, to make sure the sound gets out into the hall. And it's just a huge space. So at Long and Loeb, we're sort of used to spilling off the edges of the stage just because of the constraints of the hall. But at Elliott, that is no problem whatsoever. We actually fit on the stage with room to spare. And so that in and of itself is a nice feeling.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And I hope you'll come back. I know you're actually going to be busy with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony.
That's
so
right.
We'll have you come back for that. And there's the summer and then you back to work in the fall, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Adam, thanks for coming by today, and we're looking forward to the showcase concert.
Thanks for having me, John.